From NPR News, this is Day to Day. A new set of rules could make your cell phone more like your computer, in a good way. The Federal Communications Commission wants to give consumers more choices over what services they can put on their phones and other wireless devices. Marketplace's Sam Eaton joins us now. And Sam, does this mean we all get an iPhone-like device without paying, what, $500, $600 for it?
Yeah, and the service is the expensive part. This could happen. It centers around what this concept that is called open access. And what that is basically everything the existing network isn't. The way it works now is the big wireless carriers like AT&T, which has the iPhone, and Verizon, buy up these huge chunks of airwaves and then have nearly full control over how they use those airwaves. That means an AT&T phone, for example, will only work through AT&T's network, and any options on that phone, like internet access, are also decided by AT&T and, of course, billed accordingly. Google and consumer advocacy groups have been pressuring the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, to essentially open up these airwaves. That would come in the form of the open access rules we were mentioning. What that would do is allow consumers to choose whichever phone they want, like the iPhone, load it with their favorite software, and then determine which company they want to use for their service. So basically, if you buy that iPhone, nothing would require you to go through AT&T.
Oh, yeah, which people have been complaining about because of dropped calls and all that. So why would a company like Google be pushing so hard for those changes?
Well, they want a piece of the pie. This is a very lucrative business. And the upcoming auction of new wireless airwaves is that opportunity. These airwaves are being freed up as TV stations go digital. That requires less bandwidth. And they're coveted because, unlike the current wireless networks, the bandwidth has the ability to penetrate walls. It's faster as well. Google could potentially get a piece of these airwaves either by providing free software to cell phone users on the new bandwidth or by buying up a chunk of the spectrum itself. I talked to technology analyst Rob Enderle, and he says either way, the end result would be a new wave of innovation for the mobile phone market.
We often joke about the fact that here in the United States, we are the cobbler's children with regard to cell phones. We are so far behind Europe and Asia in terms of the technology we provide our citizens that it's really not even funny anymore, and opening this up could help close that gap.
Now, Enderle says it's the consumers who would ultimately win in this deal.
And so how soon will we see these changes?
Well, we have to remember that this is only a proposal, and even though it's the chairman of the FCC who's pushing it, a final version isn't likely to come out until late July or August, and that's a lot of time for the major wireless carriers to lobby against this proposal, which they're against. They claim the market should decide how much access should be granted, not federal regulators.
Okay. Well, thank you, Sam. Sam Eaton of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.